This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As we discovered in our last visit, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. Faith is the key which opens the door of salvation. Without it, we cannot please God, Hebrews 11:6. Faith is indispensable to salvation. It is important, therefore, to understand what and how we must believe. Jesus spoke of people who believed, but to whom he would not commit himself. Why? Because he knew what was in man. Theirs was obviously a deficient faith. James writes about devils who believe, but who tremble in their resistance. Hebrews 11:6 explains, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." It would be meaningless to believe merely in a good concept or idea. God is. He has being. He is real. And we must believe that he also is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith expects a response from God. It is not a fatalistic leap into the dark. It is a coming to God who is waiting for us with outstretched hands ready to embrace us. Faith doesn't rest until it rests embraced in the bosom of the Father. A friend of ours, Joni Yoder, in a missionary newsletter, shared how Paul's words concerning walking by faith, not sight, had taken on new meaning for her. She wrote, "Paul was not saying faith instead of sight. He was saying faith until sight." Joni summarized her insight like this: "Faith is the waiting room of sight." We'll develop this further in our next visit.